This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation. Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon, and we're so honored to be here. We greet you and welcome you to this program, and we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole program. Pastor Donna and I pastor a church here in Stewart. We have for 23-plus years. God gave us the name right out of Revelation 19:10, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, and so we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. We're honored to be here with you. It's a privilege to be able to speak the Holy Word of God over the airways that people can listen to it no matter where you're at on the internet, in your homes, in your cars. And so we're thrilled to be a part of that. And so it goes many places. And so we welcome you to the program. And I know with all my heart, as we say almost every week, that somebody's going to be listening today for the very first time. They never heard this program before. Mm-hmm. So remember, it's not about a man or a woman. It's not about us. It's about Yeshua HaMashiach, our Messiah.
Thank you,
it's
Lord.
All about Him. And so we're going to reveal Him in a great dimension like never before. And we want you to have ears to hear what the Spirit of God has to say. And we're going to talk about some things with the appointed times as well. And that God gave the Jewish people. And thank God, if you're born again, you're grafted in to the Jewish people. So those promises belong to us as well. So we need to understand those things. And I've mentioned so much on this program over the years, 19-plus years. We've been robbed of our Jewish understanding of the Word of God. And so God gave it all to the Jewish people, and then we can glean from all that. And so there's so much in even what the apostles wrote in the New Testament. The words they spoke identify certain times of the season of the year that God wants us to understand. And so we trust that you'll be blessed with what you hear today as we just open up our hearts to you and to God and the Holy Word that we have before us. And we teach out of the King James Version Bible. And we believe this is the Bible that God gave us, and we should be in this. And we don't want to miss anything. We want everything that the Lord has. We don't want anything removed. We don't want anything added whatsoever. And God warned about that. And we talked about this last week in Deuteronomy chapter 4. He says, don't you add anything to my word, and don't you diminish anything. The whole Bible, Revelation chapter 2, chapter 22, concludes with the same thought. Don't add and don't take away. And so, Lord, we thank you for your word. And so we're going to release ourselves to you. Thank you for all the listeners up and down the Treasure Coast, on the computers, wherever they're at, and out in their car, on the radio. We just loose their ears to hear what the Spirit of God would be saying to them today. We've got a lot of things, Father, we know that's been taught, that's been contrary to your word of God, because it's tradition down through years and years of teaching. We're going to find out, if we look through your holy eyes and what you gave your people, that we can see some new windows to look through, and it's going to stir us, activate us to a dimension we've never been in before, to realize that there's so much in this holy book that we have. And there's a thing in the Hebrew called a sod, S-O-D. It means there's something hidden down in the scriptures that God wants to reveal to us, and He's there to give it to us. We've been given the privilege to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, just like Jesus told His disciples.
Amen.
You have been given the privilege to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. So let us open up our eyes and ears and understand that a lot of the traditions we have today, mm-hmm. they're not in the Word of God. A lot of things are not there, and they've been changed and all that. And we have not removed anything. I believe this book, everything from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation chapter 22, is apropos for us. God did not eliminate any of it. We glean from the first covenant all the things we need to know.
Amen.
And it just carries into the new or the renewed testament. And so, Father, we want everything that your word has. And if we look at it and study it, it fits together like a glove. It fits together like a glove. The first covenant and the renewed covenant. It fits together. And so we want to put this together for the listeners today to understand what we're going to talk about this season that we're about ready to come into and how important it is. And so I'm going to mention this up front before I turn this over to Pastor Don here for a moment, is that we just don't do this once a year, what we're going to talk about today. Believers in Christ should be examining themselves all the time. If we need to turn around and come back to Him, we need to do that. If we failed and we've drifted away and quit going to church, quit reading the Bible, quit praying and doing some things that God would have us to do, well then we can repent and we can turn around and come back and see what the Lord would have us to do. He's always willing to take us back. And so we're going to talk about a word today in the Hebrews. It's pronounced teshuva, and it means to return. To return to the Lord. And we've got a lot of people today, I know, Lord, in America that claims to be believers, and yet they need to return. They might have been there at one time, but they drifted away. They're believing all the stuff in the world and all the lies that are going on in our country right now. They're believing the stuff, and they'll probably vote for the wrong person because of it. But no, we want the truth. Jesus says, Yeshua said, when you know the truth, it will make you free.
Amen.
We want people to be free here today when they hear the word that we're going to speak here today on this radio program. So we ask you, Lord, to give them ears to hear what the Spirit of God's going to say right now as we release this whole time to you in the name above all names, in Yeshua's name.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God. All right,
Pastor
Gene.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. We're preaching already, Pastor Gene. Mm-hmm. I just want to mention a few things, honey.
Yeah.
And we want to say hello to all you out there that listen to us, like he said, regularly.
Yeah.
And I know there's many people who do listen to us every single week. And also for those who maybe just tuned in for the first time, like you said, you know.
That's right.
Right. Amen. So we just bless you all. And we want to mention also that if you're not able to hear the whole program, you can always go back to the internet and you can, or your device, whatever you use, and go to WCNO.com. That's WCNO.com. And you can listen to this broadcast again, or you can listen to other broadcasts we've done.
Right.
Just go to the programming guide and go to Saturday and then go to 12 o'clock noon. And so you can pick up many, many programs there on that WCNO.com. Amen?
Amen.
So that's a blessing to be on the internet around the world, wherever anyone's at. So you can also tell your friends or family that may not live in this right here in this region that they can listen to us anywhere in the world. So we're blessed to have that that blessing to be on the internet. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Also want to mention that we do have services here in Stuart, Florida. We're right on Canner Highway in the Monterey Plaza.
Thank you, Lord.
We're in a shopping plaza. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give the phone number in just a moment. You can call us and we can give you directions. Or you can just Google us. It's called mm-hmm. the name of the ministry is Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, and we're right in Stuart, like I said, on Canner and in the Monterey Plaza. So I want to mention that we do have services on Sunday morning, every Sunday morning, the first day of the week, at 10 a.m. until God's finished, when we always have a meal afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come together on Fridays. Friday night we have our Shabbat service, and that's at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we always have communion, and we spend time seeking God's presence, praying, being led in the Holy by the
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
We're a full gospel church, and we believe that we believe in prophecy, and we believe in being led by the Holy Ghost. So that's how it flows, as God would lead us. And on Saturdays, like today, this afternoon, we'll come together at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And we will have a very good teaching video that is going to be amazing. And so we will have that at 4 o'clock. And then after that, we will have a little meal. And we will close out the Shabbat with our Havdalah service. That's closing out the Sabbath.
Hallelujah.
And that's Saturday evening. Because Sabbath goes from Friday evening, sundown, till Saturday evening, sundown. Amen. You know, in the Bible, the book of Genesis, it doesn't say that the new day started at midnight like
nope.
we have it here.
That's right.
No, it starts when the new day starts at sundown. That's right. And so that makes sense. If you ask me, it makes sense. You start to go to rest right early, get plenty of rest, right?
Amen.
And you're, you have a full day. So that's basically what we do, other than we have a prayer meeting on Thursday, actually, if you'd like to ever come to that. You can always call, and we pray at 12 o'clock noon on Thursday afternoon. And so I'm going to just give our phone number. And we want to say hello to Roscoe and Audrey on Andros Island.
Thank you for them. Hallelujah.
And Roscoe, and they sent us some pictures. And
the building's going up, isn't it?
You can see there's just things are happening. Praise God. So things are happening. And so the wall is going up. It's almost completely finished around the top of the wall and the header and all that stuff that goes around there before the roof goes on. So we just pray for them. And if you are ever want to go to Andros Island, you need to go and visit Roscoe and Audrey Walks on
That's
Andros
right.
Island. And they are on conch sound.
Yeah.
They're making a sound of a conch.
Hallelujah.
A shofar sound for the Lord.
Calling
Amen.
People to the Lord, yeah.
Calling people to the Lord. Apostolic and prophetic ministry right there. And they certainly could use some finances if you have mm-hmm. Lord lays it on your heart that you want to give them some money to help out with that. That would be a blessing. You can just give it to us, and we would be glad that we'll deposit it right in their banking account. So our phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that. Area code 772-285-7007.
Hallelujah. So I just want to mention, maybe we're talking about Roscoe and Audrey Walks, the apostle and prophet on Andros Island. You know, if you want to put your money in some soil that's going to produce a lot, that is a good ministry to put your finances in, and it will not return void to you. I'm telling you that you're going to see one day. You'll stand before the Lord, and He's going to thank you for what you did to help Him build that temple of God over there and all the people that will come over the years. And so you'll have a part of that. So just pray about it.
That's the name of the church, the ministry.
Temple,
it's
temple
called
of God.
Temple of God.
And we're the temple of God, aren't we, honey?
Yes, we are.
That's right.
Praise
it's
God.
A good name for a church. So we're honored to be here with you again on another Saturday afternoon. Donna mentioned the video we're going to show. I got L.A. Marzulli's video, a brand new one out, number 10, The Watchers, number 10. You're going to love this. And it's going to show you some things that a lot of the churches are kind of scared and kind of stays away from it, but they're finding more and more facts. They're uncovering things all the time, just like in Israel and all the digs over there with the people that are investigating things and all the antiquities.
Every day, every week, they find something new. It's just amazing.
It just proves that God's purpose was there, wasn't it?
So that's right.
So come at 4 o'clock and you'll enjoy that as well. Amen.
Amen.
Well,
God.
Now last week we started talking about some things about a time coming up. Now, today happens to be the 23rd day of the month of Av. Well, we're just a few days away. We're going to go into the month called Elul. Elul happens to be the sixth month on God's prophetic calendar. And the Jews do something every year. And I mentioned up front that we just don't do this once a year. We should do it all the time.
But daily.
Daily. But the Jews honor this every month. God set aside a period of 40 days. It's revealed in the scriptures as well, from Elul 1 until Tishri 10, which is the Day of Atonement. And I mentioned last week that the Jews, with their history and understanding, that when Moses had to go back up on Mount Sinai to get the Ten Commandments,
that he
broke, and he came down. They believe he went up on Elul 1 and came down on Tishri 10, which is what? The Day of Atonement. Incredible, because it's all about Israel. And so there's some interesting things in this. So
the
this
Israelites.
Time, the Israelites. So the Teshuvah means to repent, return, and come back to the Lord. Now, a lot of people may be listening to this program right now that's never made that initial step to accept Christ into your life. Well, then you really can't return. But you can repent of your sins and ask Christ to come into your life. And that quick, He'll wash those things away and you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. And the old things are all passed away and you start all over, don't they, Pastor Don? But some of you listening have been walking with the Lord, and maybe you have not been on fire. Maybe you don't do the things that God's wanting you to do. Maybe you're wrapped up in the world. You're concerned about this or that, and you're not really looking to the Lord and trusting Him in everything that you do. Well, those are the ones that this season's going to be about, to examine yourself like Israel will be doing at that time, to examine themselves to see if they be in the faith or not. And we know we need to be in the faith. And so the Bible tells us that in the New Testament, to examine yourselves. Are you in the faith or you just think you're in the faith. It cannot be just a mental assent. It has to be in your heart. It's part of you. It's just like your food that goes into you becomes part of you. He has to be part of you all the time. We eat every day. We need to eat His Word every day, don't we, Pastor?
No, and you're talking about the things that we eat. The things that we eat become part of us.
That's
and
right.
We become part of what we eat.
That's right.
And our body reflects what we eat.
That's it.
In a natural realm.
That's right.
So in a spiritual realm, that's the same thing. You know, how can you think that you say you're a Christian, yet we do things or say Christians do things they know that are wrong? So, you know, you can look at Israel. They knew. They said, I will.
Mount
Sinai. They said they would do what God said. But, saying it and doing it is two different things.
That's right.
They didn't do it. And many of them died. And many of them were swallowed in the earth. And fire came down on some of them.
That's right.
And destruction.
Because of disobedience. A whole
group of people were destroyed because of their disobedience. And so, you know, they said they were Israel, didn't they?
Right.
But they weren't able to, they didn't receive the promises. They were killed. Many of them were killed. And so many of them had to die. Well, they all had to die that were at a certain age that came out of Egypt mm-hmm. that were 20 and over. All of them, none of them went into the promised land except for Joshua and Caleb. They were the only two out of the 12 that came back with a good report. Well, they all came back and said the land has lots of fruit. But they said also, but there's giants in the land.
Oh, yeah.
And so they were disobedient. And so what happened to them? They went back and most of them probably got killed. They decided to go back and do what they wanted to do, even though God said He wasn't going to be with them. So, you know, so all those people that said they were Israel.
But they were not all Israel. That's right.
And all those people who say they're Israel and don't know Yeshua, they're not Israel.
That's right.
Only those who know Yeshua are Israel, true Israel.
Paul said
they're
that
the
in
only
Romans,
ones that are born again.
Mm-hmm.
So I would relate that to the church.
Absolutely.
A lot of people say, well, I know Jesus is coming. Well, He is coming. He could be coming soon. And things are getting, we can see. Can we see the times? You know, Jesus talked about you can see what's going on in the sky. You can tell when the storm is coming and all these things. But we can't, but he basically said you're not discerning the times.
That's right.
Of His return, mm-hmm. of what He's doing. And so if we look at the church and we make a comparison to how they were Israel, many of the church will say, I'm part of the church. You know, I'm born again. I know Jesus. But, you know, Jesus is not looking at just mouth service. A lot of people can say something. But if you really are a Christian, there's going to be a change.
Absolutely.
You're going to return. You're going to teshuvah. You're going to come back to what the Word of God says.
Absolutely.
You're going to get in the Bible and you're going to read it and you're going to know what Paul said. He said that there are certain people that won't enter the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
So not everyone who says they're a Christian.
Or Lord, Lord.
Jesus said, that's right, you call me Lord, right? You did this and you did that. So not everyone who says they're a Christian, just like the picture, and you can compare it to what with Israel. They all would said they were all Israel. But you know what? They didn't all enter the promised land, and many of them didn't. You know, they were swallowed in the earth.
Yeah, because of disobedience.
So I would not say they're saved. They weren't saved, mm-hmm. even in the Old Testament, you know, they had to be saved by faith.
Same as it is today. That's right.
But what about the ones who say, I am a Christian, but I don't, you know, God's just not, He's not watching anymore.
Yeah.
He's, you know, I can do what I want to do. I can live the way I want to live. You know, I can compromise. I can do this. I can do that. I can do what feels good. And, you know, God doesn't care. God sees my heart. This is what people tell me, you know.
That's right.
People tell me this, you know. And even people who are living together and they think it's okay. Well, we're going to get married after a certain time. We're going to save up some money. You know, if you're doing the things that you know that God says that are wrong, you're in disobedience.
Sure are.
And so you cannot receive the promises of God. And so how can you think that you are going to be saved and go to heaven when you say you're a Christian? Well, you know, a lot of people believe. It says even the devil believes.
The devil believes
that there's a God.
Yeah, James said that in
his
book. Yeah.
Doesn't he say that?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean just because you say you're a Christian and you prayed a prayer once that you're on your way to heaven. It doesn't mean once saved, always saved. Now, some people may say, wow, that's terrible for you to say that, Pastor Don. But you don't know your Bible. You need to read the Bible. We need to read the Bible and we need to know what it says. Those who are looking for his coming, it says that in the book of Revelation, those who are waiting for him, those who are living their lives for the Lord, you know, not for themselves, those are the ones who are not going to be caught unaware.
That's right.
But you know, those who are out there doing their own thing and don't think that Jesus is ever going to come back, or they think they can just do whatever they want, they're going to be like the ones that it says, you know, they didn't see it.
They're like
didn't
the
10 know.
Virgins, 5 were ready, 5 were not.
Right, but also they're going to be the ones that's going to be, you know, he's what's that one scripture that you talk about where it says, I went blank on what I was going to say and you started talking. But anyways, they're not going to know his coming. They're not going to know. Because they're not going to be ready.
That's right.
And they're not going to be looking. So they're going to be caught. This is it. They're going to be caught as a thief in the night.
Right.
Even though they say they're a believer, they're going to be caught as a thief in the night because they don't know the time of their visitation.
We need to be like the children of Issachar. They knew the times and the seasons back in the first covenant. We have enough in the Bible to show us. We don't know what year for sure, but we know when the time of the year when these things are going to happen. So this is what this time called Teshuvah is all about. And the Jews look at it every year because, hey, they believe there's a Messiah. They believe there's a man on the earth right now they would call the Messiah. They don't believe he's Yeshua, but they believe there's a man that they call the Messiah. And so they're looking at the wrong place, aren't they? They're making a big mistake. And so I'm going to read some things out of Acts chapter 2 here that reveals what happened even in that day after Yeshua's resurrection and all that, that we're going to read talking about this time called Teshuvah.
And we believe that Yeshua is going to come on one Rosh Hashanah.
That's right.
We're not
year.
Saying what year, but no. The Bible says also we should know the times and the seasons
That's
and
right.
we're not to be ignorant. Okay,
That's
it says
it.
That. You might want to quote that scripture. And so we're to know these things. So if you believe that Jesus is going to fulfill the feasts of the Lord, which is in Pastor Gene's teaching that he has about the feasts
book,
of
yeah.
the Lord, and one of them is about Rosh Hashanah.
Trumpets.
That's when they blow the trumpet 100 times during the day, 33 times in the morning, 33 times in the afternoon, and then another 33 times. And then there's one long blast, which is the 100th time. And so
the awakening blast.
Mm-hmm. And so if that's the time, Rosh Hashanah is coming up in a couple of months, the first part of October.
Yeah.
So I think it's the second or third of October. So
could it be this year?
Yeah. And how many people are looking? How many people are ready? How many people are watching? Well, how many people just say, it couldn't happen this year, so I'm just going to go ahead and do my own thing. Well, you know, that's the wrong attitude because we should always be ready.
Our heart needs to be prepared
all
the time.
Our heart needs to always be ready, seeking the Lord and being pure and seeking holiness. He says, without those things, nobody will see the face of God.
Remember that word that the Lord gave me quite a few years ago? He said, I'm looking. He says, I'm looking for those that are looking for me to come back, not those that are not looking for me to come back. And a lot of people are not looking for him to come back. They're busy about their own lives, and they just go to church on Sunday to pacify their conscience.
People are too busy.
They're not doing the right thing. They're not raising their children right. A lot of things are not in place. And so God...
And some people don't even go to church.
And they don't even go to church. Some people don't even know the Lord. But even some of them that know the Lord don't go to church. They say, I know Jesus. But see, just knowing him in the head is not it. We need to not just know about him. We need to know him. And it's a relationship with a Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, Abba Father, and with his son. That's what we've got.
And going to church is not the answer because
nope.
There's a lot of people in the church that just go to church to make themselves feel like, you know, they've done their duty for the week.
Right.
You know, it's not an hour in church or 2 hours in church. No, it's every day, every moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's living for the Lord and doing what's right.
That's right. So we're going to talk about this a little bit, but one thing I want to mention, once we get through the first 30 days of a time called Teshuvah, we come to trumpets, okay? And then with the last 10 days, it's going to be called the High Holy Days. It's coming through that period of time, but it's also called the Days of Awe because the nation of Israel will be in trepidation, wonder, am I okay with you? In fact, on trumpets, they tell one another, may you be written in the book of life. Well, see, it's not the book of life. May you be written in the Lamb's book of life. And they don't have the Lamb. And then during the week, each day, they say to one another, may you be sealed until the Day of Atonement, okay, until the Day of Judgment. And we talked about that last week. And so those 10 days are important. So think about this. 1 year in the future, on the last year of Jacob's trouble, that's going to be the last 10 days in this world as we know it. And they exercise this and practice this every year. You know, it's like a rehearsal.
So if they don't know the Lamb,
they won't make it.
They won't make it. That's why we need to pray for Israel. We need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We need to pray for, we need to pray for all mankind.
That's right.
We're commanded to pray for Israel and to, you know, to stand with them. You know, as long as our nation will stand with Israel and not want to depart the land, you know, we're going to be blessed. But at the minute we sign any papers or we make a decree to make an agreement with all the other nations to part the land, we can expect terrible, terrible things, tragedies to happen in this country like we've never seen in the past. But, you know, it's all about seeking God and doing what he's called us to do. But, you know, Pastor Gene, Jesus has already fulfilled. See, there's seven feasts of the Lord. He's already fulfilled all the spring feasts.
All of them. Including the Pentecost.
Up through Pentecost.
That's right.
So we have, four of them have already been fulfilled.
What about the next
three? So we have three to go.
That's it.
Well, he's going to fulfill all he's going to fulfill the other three, and they all come in the fall.
The latter part of the year.
So, you know, if you want to know what these feasts are, we're not teaching on that today, but you can call and you can order Pastor Gene's book. It's a really an awesome course, and there's charts in there. He teaches on the book of Daniel, the book of Revelation, and all the feasts of the Lord about the God's calendar. You know, we need to know God's calendar. God's calendar is not the same calendar that we are on here. It's God's calendar, and God sets all his things up and all his feasts and everything according to his calendar.
And he changes not.
And according to his new moons.
That's right.
So God goes by different methods. He has a method that he set up in the book of Genesis. Well, the calendars have been changed so many times down through time that we don't even really know exactly what year we're on.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we can't say exactly what year Jesus is going to come back and catch us away. But we do know the times and the seasons. So if you want to know more about these appointed times, that's what they are. They're called appointed times, moedims, appointed times
that's
of
right.
God.
Dress rehearsal.
And Jesus has already fulfilled the first four.
That's right.
So he has three more to fulfill. And could they be this year? Possibility.
Could be.
Possibility. So we need to know. We need to be ready. And many people are going to be caught unaware because there's going to be many, many people, once the catching away happens, that thought they're going to still be in the church.
That's right.
And they're going to realize that, you know, why they didn't get caught away.
That's right.
So there's going to be many, many people that will come to the Lord during that time of Jacob's trouble, tribulation.
Right.
I believe many, many people around the world will come. But there's a lot of people coming to the Lord now.
Think about it. During Jacob's trouble, there'll be seven seasons called Teshuvah. Okay?
So seven.
There's seven of them that'll be there. Well, I was going to read
because
it.
Because it'll last seven, it'll be 7 years.
That's right. And it's on God's calendar, 2,520 days, not our calendar. Now I was going to read in Acts, and I want to get to this. But while Don was speaking, I wanted to show you some things over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And then we'll go back to Acts chapter 2. This is very important what Paul wrote here. And he mentions something very serious here, and a lot of people don't understand this. Verse 1 of chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians says this, "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you." Now, times and seasons means the time of the year, and the seasons are talking about God's appointed times. And this is with the Hebrew. He understood this. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Now, a lot of people stop right there, Pastor Donna. But listen to this. Verse 3. For when they, who are the they? Those that don't know Yeshua, that are outside the ecclesia, the church, shall say peace and safety. This is talking about the beginning of Jacob's trouble. Then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. This is referring to Jacob's trouble. And look at verse 4 now.
They're going to sign a peace treaty,
that's
and
right.
They're going to say peace and safety.
Right, and they're going to be fooled. That's right.
It's not going to be.
Now, verse 4, he says, "But ye," it means you all now, "brethren," now he's talking about believers, not those that are outside, are not in darkness,
darkness,
that day should overtake you as a thief. And I hear this all the time. Oh, you better watch out. You're going to be overtaken as a thief. No, we're going to be like the sons of Issachar. We're going to know what the times and seasons.
Some people will.
Yeah.
Many of the church do not know.
Right. And then verse 5 says, ye are all children of light, if you're born again, and children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. That doesn't mean we're not drinking. It means we're going to be self-controlled and quiet and all looking for this. For they that sleep in the night. Isn't that true? We all do. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. That's when they have all their parties and stuff, is at nighttime. But let us, who's this? The believers, mm-hmm, who are of the day, be sober again, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Okay? For God... Now listen to this, this is key. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, it means to his wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Appointed, the wrath that's going to come during Jacob's trouble. Remember, it's not going to come from man. It's going to be God's 21 judgments poured out on the earth at that time. So we have not been appointed to his wrath in any way, shape, or form. So we need to be aware and looking up during the season that's coming up and get our hearts right. If we're not right with God, we can change it in a moment of time and be sincere with him. So I want to talk a little bit. Let's go back to Acts 2 now. I want to talk a little bit about this time called Teshuvah. Now, we know on the day of Pentecost that Peter stood up and preached this incredible message. And one thing I wanted to point out on here, when he got done, they thought he was drunk. And verse 15 says, For these are not drunk, as ye suppose, Peter said, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. That's at 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Now, what caught my eye this week reading this was, this does not say that this was the fulfillment of what the prophet Joel said. It was to continue. It's to continue. And we're not going to read all this, but he said, your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your men shall have visions, and your old men will dream dreams and all that. And he's going to pour out a spirit on all flesh. Well, he didn't say it was fulfillment of it. He said it's going to continue.
He says, this is that which was spoken. This is this. I'm speaking. This is a prophetic word.
That's right.
Really, a prophetic word of what's going to happen in the last days.
That's right. So it didn't say it was fulfilled at that time.
No.
It was going to continue. Now, for time's sake, because now we're going to listen to what Peter had to say. We're talking about Teshuvah. Go down to verse 22, and he's going to begin to preach here. Mm-hmm. He says, you men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. So they saw all this. Him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God. God had it planned. It had to happen. For you and I's sakes, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw, it says over here in Psalms, that I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he's on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope. He's prophesying about the Messiah that was going to come. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. His body never had any corruption. He was resurrected before that happened. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. And he goes on, men and brethren, this is another one about Yeshua. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Mm-hmm. It's referring, you know, Jesus is a, David was a pattern of Yeshua, and we know that David will be a co-regent in the kingdom of God. He's going to be resurrected to life as well. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. Can you hear? Listen to that. What David understood this.
He was a prophet.
That's right. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ.
Yes.
That his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption.
Mm-hmm.
This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. So they all saw this.
And he's telling them, David's the one who spoke of these things.
That's right.
David spoke of these things, and he's
long
David
before Jesus
foresaw.
Came.
He mm-hmm. saw the Lord
that's
always
right.
before his face.
Yeah. Now,
wow,
verse 33 says, therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, mm-hmm. he has shed forth this which ye now see and hear. They heard them speaking in other languages. For David. David is not ascended into heaven, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my, this is God the Father said unto my Lord, which is talking about Yeshua, sit thou at my right hand. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory be to God. Until I make thy foes thy what? Footstool.
Footstool.
Now let's go on. We're getting real close.
Well, you know, before you go on there, okay. Let's just look at this. The Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have a King James Bible, mm-hmm. and I don't know if it's like this in other Bibles or not, but we use a King James Bible, mm-hmm. authorized. The first Lord, it's capital L, capital O-R-D. Mm-hmm. This is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh.
That's right.
This is the Lord God Almighty. This mm-hmm. is God. Said unto my Lord, now we have a capital L and a lower O-R-D. This is Jesus. Mm-hmm. Sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool.
Now, I want to mention something.
And we know Yeshua is sitting where?
On the right hand of the Father.
On the right hand of the Father.
Now, if you look at this, some of these other Bibles, instead of having where it says the Lord said unto my Lord, the second Lord, mm-hmm. all capitals, some of the Bibles have a capital L and then small O-R-D, like they're reducing that maybe Jesus is not really God, but they were both the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They're God. Jesus, he's God.
I think they're showing, the way it's done here, it's showing that you have God the Father and
that's
then
right.
you have God,
God
the
Son.
That's it. Because they're one.
That's right. You can't separate them. Mm-mm. And so he told him to sit on his right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Verse 36 now. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly, this is key, that God hath made that same Jesus or Yeshua whom you have crucified, listen to this now, both Lord and Christ. All right.
And Christ, that means Messiah.
That's right. So it means he's both God and he's also the anointed Messiah.
That's it.
Now, when they heard this, what, the Jews that he was speaking to they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? They were pricked. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, like us. We're far off. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in breaking bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. But verse 37 is very important up here, okay? And verse 38, they had to repent. So think about it. Most of these Jews that heard this, and we read in Acts chapter 2, they came from all parts of the world, didn't they? And they all had wondered who this Messiah was going to be that they were expecting to come. Well, some of them didn't believe that Yeshua was the Messiah. And so what happens? They had to repent or change their mind about who this man was. So they had to basically make a teshuva. They came to Christ. Mm-hmm. Well, then they had to repent of what? Who they thought this man was. And so this is part of...
And they had to realize it was Jesus. It was Christ.
That's right.
Because they had repented before to John the Baptist,
uh-huh.
hadn't they?
That's right.
But it makes it quite clear that they had to believe now on the name of Jesus.
Of Yeshua.
Because they had to repent and be baptized, what? In the
name of
Jesus
Christ.
Christ.
That's right.
For the remission of their sins. Because it's only by his blood and by his... going to the cross, that they could receive the remission of their sins.
That's right. Now you see that little word for in that verse? One of you, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. A lot of people think that baptism removed their sins. This word for in the Greek can also mean because.
Because.
In the name of Jesus Christ, because of the remission of sins you receive by what? Receiving him. And ye shall receive what? The gift. This is the baptism of the Holy Ghost with an evidence of speaking in tongues. So they had to repent of
their unbelief.
That's right.
Because they didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah, that he was the Christ.
That's right.
See, they came against Jesus mm-hmm. when he said it
at
the temple, didn't they?
That's right.
And they wanted to take him and kill him right then and there because they said he was blaspheming God. But here it looks as though the people now are ready to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sins.
That's right. And so they had all the Psalms, the things that were written. And David declared a lot of it prophetically about Messiah, and it's all over. And we've talked about this on the program before. The night that Yeshua took his last supper with his disciples, they left that room and went out to the Mount of Olives, and they sang Hillels. They sang these psalms. And if we look at this, it's all through here revealing to us who Yeshua really is. And I'm not going to take time to read the whole thing, but listen to this. This is all revealed in Psalm 118. These are songs that were sang about Yeshua. In other words, God planned the music for his son's funeral, even. It's incredible. Look at this here. Look at verse 22. It says, "The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner." This is none other than Yeshua. "This is the Lord's doing, and is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made about Yeshua. We will rejoice and be glad in it." And look at this. This is what the people, when Jesus rode in on that donkey, they had the palm branches, they were waving them, and they're saying, Hosanna to King David and all that. Hosanna means to save now. 25, it says, "Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity." And look at verse 26. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Who was that? That was Yeshua. We have loosed, I've got loosed on my mind. I'll read it again. "Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord." This is Yeshua. "We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord." Isn't that amazing? Just in a few things in this chapter. Look at verse 14. "The Lord is my strength and song, and become my salvation." That's what Yeshua brought us. "The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly." The right hand of the Lord is exalted. "The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly." Where is Yeshua sitting today, Pastor Don? On the right hand of the Father. Lord. Hallelujah. And then I like verse 19. This is a scripture here. It's going to come just after 30 days into a time called Teshuvah. "Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them," or into them, "and I will what? Praise the Lord." If you're not righteous, you will never go through the gate. He said this in verse 20. "This gate of the Lord, unto which the righteous shall enter." So if we're not righteous, we'll never enter through that gate, will we, Pastor Donna? So Teshuvah is a very important time. And, like I said up front, we as believers, we don't just do that at this time every year in the month of Elul. We should be doing this all the time. Are we right with the Lord? Could we be wrong with all this? Maybe, could he come back this week? I don't know. Huh? Are we wrong? I don't think so, but we could be. And so what if we're not right when he comes? What if we're doing something?
Should we go to bed angry?
That's right.
Should we be angry with our mate and go to bed angry some night?
That's right.
See, what would happen then if we were angry? What would happen if we went to bed angry We didn't forgive?
That's right.
What happens to people who don't forgive?
Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound good, does it?
No, and there are, there's all through the Word gives instructions on our behavior and that we have to forgive.
That's right,
other.
We sure do.
We should, I never can go to bed angry at my husband. I mean, so upset that I'm really angry with him. I need to have a talk with him. We need to discuss things and why I feel the way I feel or why he feels the way he feels. And then we need to repent and we need to talk to each other.
That's
but
right.
not to be angry or hateful. There's so much anger and so much hate in the world today and so much... You just see it on the television. You see it on the street rage,
That's right.
On the highway, people just act like they're crazy.
That's it. And while we're thinking and talking about this, I'm going to take you over to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And let's look and see what the Apostle Paul had to say. And one thing used to really just touch me when I read this was 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. They couldn't settle little matters in the church. They wanted to take people to court. We have that in the church today. But I'll sue you. I'll take you to court. Look at this. "Do ye know not..."
Where are you?
In 1 Corinthians 6, 2. "Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world?"
Yes.
"And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters?" Where? In the ecclesia, in the called out group. And so if we'd read on down, we'll see this.
We're going to judge angels.
That's right.
How much more things that pertain to this life.
That's right.
Angels, those are heavenly beings.
That's right.
It says, know ye not that we shall judge angels?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How much more things that pertain to this life.
That's right.
We should be able to judge righteously. This is why we need to have someone that's elected president that's going to put judges
in place.
In place.
To do the
in
right
the
thing.
Supreme Court judges in place, because those judges will make decisions that will either change our nation for the good or bring greater curses and greater destruction upon us.
That's right. If we go on over here in chapter 6, look at verse 9 here. Paul says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Well, we have a lot of unbelievers that are unrighteous, but there's also a lot of believers that are unrighteous and are not doing the right things. Be not deceived, neither fornicators. Look how many people in the church are committing fornication.
Now, he's not talking to just any old people. He's talking to people that believe here.
That's right.
He's talking to the church over here in Corinthians.
That's right.
He's talking to them. He says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. How many people are deceived?
They think it's okay.
And they think it's okay to have fornication, it says.
That's right.
Adultery, it says.
And idolatry. Nor the effeminate people that dress up. Men dress up like women and vice versa. And this is a term that the King James uses this for people that are misusing their bodies for the natural, what God put in place. They're homosexuals, or they call them lesbians with the females. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind. That's what that term means. They abuse themselves when they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall what? Inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God. Well, what if they don't maintain that? This is the key thing. What if they don't? Well, then they have to come to the realization one day.
Because we've got to repent. Got to come out of that.
That's right.
You've got to get away from that lifestyle.
That's it.
You know, and people were not born that way. Things happen to people that cause that to happen. So, and the devil, the devil, and, you know, and their upbringing, there's a lot of different reasons why people have those problems. But God can deliver you from any situation.
Absolutely.
Any situation. God can deliver us from any situation. Because he said that Jesus came and for that all might be saved.
Not just some, but
not
all.
Not just some. Not
all.
That all might be saved. Not just for the Jewish people or Israel, but that for all people of all nations might come to the Lord. Because God loves he loves his creation.
He sure does. He loves us all.
And that all might be saved.
Thank you, Lord.
But here we can see that not everyone's going to inherit the kingdom of God. It's a choice. God gives us all what? A free will.
That's
a free will. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus Christ. And you know, he paid the price once and for all.
That's right.
He suffered and he died. God gave his only begotten son.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That whoever would believe upon him, you know, and turn, because first you have to believe. Mm-hmm. And if you believe and you love the Lord your God, what about the two commandments that Jesus said?
That's right.
If you love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your might, all your soul, all, you know, your with everything, your being. If we love him, then we will want to obey him, and we will want to do what's right. And we will follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, of the Spirit. You know, we talked about before how it says that they, back in Acts, where they believed mm-hmm. and they were baptized in the name of Jesus, and then they received the gift. What was the gift? They received the power gift.
That's right.
Of the Holy Ghost. We mm-hmm. didn't talk about that. When you have the power gift of the Holy Ghost, and there was 3,000 of them about that on that day. When you have the power gift of the Holy Ghost will lead us and guide us into all truth. Well, you know, we have to know what the truth is.
That's right.
The Word of God is the truth.
That's
the
it.
Holy Ghost is only going to speak what the Word of God is going mm-hmm. to say. But a lot of people won't open their Bible and read what we just read here. Here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
That's right.
They just think that they just ask Jesus in their heart and they can do whatever they daggone please they want to do and live however they want, and they think they're going to go to heaven. But that's really, that's ignorance. And that's not knowing the Word of God and not knowing there's always conditions to everything that we
do.
That's
right. You got it.
I don't care what it is. You know, there's the conditions on if I'm going to go out and ride my bicycle down this dark street in the night on the wrong side of the road with no lights. that's stupidity.
That's right.
And it says, the Bible says that we should not be ignorant.
That's right. We're not.
Not to be ignorant of these things.
So we have to walk with the Lord and trust Him in all of this. And so if we're doing something wrong, we need to turn around and teshuva, ask Him to forgive us and come back to that place with the Lord. He'll always do that if you're sincere in your heart. His arm's never too short, the Bible says. And so it's amazing we think about it. But you know, a lot of people say, well, Pastor Gene, Paul was talking to the world there. He wasn't talking to the church. I don't believe so. He was writing a letter to the Corinthian church, and it was full of debauchery. It was so bad he had to write two letters to them. There was a lot of things wrong. He was trying to teach them and bring them to the right place to understand when they came to the Lord that they must not turn back. I'm thinking about 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 2. It says this. Well, I'm going to start in verse 1. Paul says, moreover, brethren, he's talking to believers, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received here, and wherein ye stand. You stay with it. By which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory, or in other words, you hold fast what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. They could fall away, couldn't they, Pastor? They could walk away. They could walk away. And so we have to understand. Now, a lot of people don't believe that. They once saved, you're always saved. But the Bible I read, I just see this all through here, that we must know and walk with the Lord 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We don't drift away. We don't get off the path. We stay with Him in everything that He has. I believe this entire Bible from the beginning to the very end, all is apropos for us today, and we have to understand it. So we don't say, well, Pastor Gene, we're living in a different age than they did back then. No, it's the same. It's all for us today. And so we have to consider that. Even the things in the first covenant, you know, like we talk all the time, we don't do the ceremonial things, but there's spiritual truths behind all of it. Like a lot of people don't want nothing to do with the Torah, do they, Pastor Donna? The teaching instruction of God. And Paul told us in Romans 7 that it was holy, just, and good for us. It's holy, it's set apart, it's just, it means it's righteous, and what? It's good for us. So we need to get the spiritual things off of it, because you go down two verses after that, and Paul says, what? The Torah is what? Spiritual.
The Torah is spiritual, and like I shared on this weekend, the Torah, there's so much in the Torah, it's not just, doesn't just mean law. It means that it's, like you said, the teaching, the instructions, and the guiding us into all truth.
That's it.
So that we wouldn't fall off the tree. You know, we wouldn't fall, and we wouldn't be clumsy. But I want to finish reading what it says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
Okay.
It says, verse 15, it says, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Once you become born again, we're members of Christ, aren't
we? That's right.
Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot?
That's
God
right.
forbid, Paul said. What? Then he says, what? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body?
That's right.
So whatever you're joining yourself to that's not of God, you're making that a god, really.
Mm-hmm.
That you're it's becoming part of you. For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. So we're talking about here fornication, aren't we?
That's right.
And doing things that, you know, we're the body, we belong to Christ. Our body belongs to Christ.
Absolutely.
Verse 17, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. See, we are spirit, God is spirit.
That's right.
We become one spirit. Then he says in verse 18, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?
Tried.
Which is in you? Remember we talked about when they received the Lord, they also received the Holy Ghost.
They sure did.
They repented. They were baptized. And they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and they received the Holy Ghost, didn't they?
That's what it says.
Which is in you,
mm-hmm.
which ye have of God. See, the Holy Ghost is of God. Jesus said he couldn't send the Holy Ghost until he went back to the Father. So the Father and Jesus sent the Holy Ghost because they're one. And ye are not your own. Now this is verse 20 says, for ye are bought with a price. What price?
Christ's life is the price.
His life, the blood of Jesus.
His life for yours.
Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit,
Thank you, Lord.
Which are God's.
That's right.
That's the whole story right
there. That's what it is.
We're to glorify God in our body and in our spirit.
If you read the book of Ephesians,
because we belong to Him.
That's right.
We are one. It says we are
one in Christ.
The Holy Ghost, that we are the temple. We carry, that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Absolutely. And Paul talked about it over in Ephesians chapter 5. About verse 27, neither give place to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about how they were handling themselves. You know, they had a corrupt communications coming out of their mouth, and it was not to edify. And verse 30, I love this. It says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption." It should ring a bell with you what we said in the beginning. The Jews every day during the days of all say, "May you be sealed until the day of redemption." What day is that? The Day of Atonement.
So we're not to grieve the Holy Spirit. Remember what happened when the Holy Spirit was grieved in the Old Testament,
that's
Pastor
right.
Gene?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's another story.
That's
the Holy Spirit left the temple.
That's right.
And that was a literal temple.
That's right.
Well, this is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton, and we're just blessed to be here every Saturday, Lord willing, from 12 o'clock until 1 o'clock. We're also on the internet on WCNO.com. You can go and you can listen to this broadcast again, or you can tell your friends, and if you happen to be going up north next week, or you can listen to us next week, just go to WCNO.com. And if you happen to be in the area and you'd like to come and visit us, we have the services here in Stuart, Florida on Sunday, Saturday, and Friday at 7 p.m. on Friday. And today we'll be at church at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a little meal afterwards, and mm-hmm. we'll close the Sabbath out. And so just come. And then tomorrow morning we have service again on Sunday morning. So we would love to see you. Our phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. Ask Jesus to come into your heart if you haven't done that.
That's right. And I'm thinking about, you know, in the first covenant, when they didn't obey, a lot of God just took their lives. They just dropped dead like that. Well, now we're through this period of grace, and people kind of, they make a mockery out of the spirit of grace. But one day, that's going to all come to a conclusion, and then sin will come into judgment, and again, in a tremendous way. I mean, people's going to lose their lives, and they're not going to go to heaven. And so we have to understand that God hates sin, and so we need to hate it. And so we should hate sin, and we should hate the devil, because he's the one trying to get us to fail what God's wanting us to accomplish and do. So we got to trust Him in everything and walk with Him. Believe His word. Obey what it says. And if you obey His word, there'll always be a blessing. They will follow that blessing if you'll do it. If you don't, there'll be a bad consequence. So we want to obey the word of God. And so we just thank you, Lord, for this time with you today, with your people. And so we lift you up before them, Father God, and your son, Yeshua. We trust that they'll look to him. And as Donna said, if there's anyone here today that doesn't know Yeshua the Messiah, all you have to do is ask him to come in, like we read in Acts 2:38, repent, turn around, teshuva, and come to you, Lord, completely. And you said that you would bring them into the kingdom of God, and they'd be water baptized. And then you said right after that, then they could receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the manifestation of the Spirit of God in their lives, to bring them into the supernatural, and they can walk in that realm. And so we give you praise and honor for that. So as we close this program every week, we tell everyone that's listening to us right now to look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. We get closer every single day. So be looking for that. And so what do we say, Pastor Donnie, when we close?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace and rest.
We are
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of prophecy.